Hello, wonderful subscribers. I hope you are well. I hope you've had a nice week since you either listened to the episode on Monday or just any of the sub bonus episodes recently on the Fridays. This episode is actually going to be coming to you borderline live. I'm recording it on Friday morning. My mind is fresh. I feel inspired. I will give you guys a bit of context as to my thoughts for right now and also how it's inspired a little bit more writing recently and how that plays into the topic for today's episode as well, which is going to be about the idea of not working. So, first of all, for context, the last few weeks I've been working just a little bit more at work. This is just the nature of the business and the demands. And despite the obvious thoughts around having to do more and the bit of resistance around that, I am lucky enough that I enjoy my job enough that I care passionately about what I do. It's in education, it's helping others, so there's always that intrinsic side of things which always helps as well. Now, when we work a lot, a couple of things happen. We get into the routine of working and we almost end up in autopilot. As we do that, we actually become really good at what we do without even realizing. So subconsciously, we become very aware of everything that is going on at work. We are able to do things much more smoothly without having to think too much about them. And this can be quite a dangerous place to be, dangerous territory, as you become quite reliable from others' perspectives. They trust you, they think that you're good, but the balance of rest completely swings back to work's favor. And without sufficient time off to rest, there's a great book on rest I have chatted about not recently, but in an episode before. I'm just looking at my bookshelf to see if I can find it, but it's a really, really good book, and it's the importance of balancing rest with work that allows us to work better. So when we're doing the work that we care about, having sufficient rest to take on other things is important for our well-being and mental state. So obviously I've been thinking from working quite a bit recently, what would the other extreme be like? And this is important to acknowledge that I've never been in a position where I haven't worked for a substantial amount of time. I used to work in another education job where we would get the school holidays. And again, there was that element of extreme because of the intensities were very extreme of work and rest. But trying to find that constant balance is another challenge as well. So I actually wrote about this as well, so I can maybe link this to you guys in the show notes. Yesterday when I was writing, I had what I think might have been an ideal day. I had a half day at work, so work is really good for giving us purpose. Work is really good for making us feel important to an extent. Because, as I mentioned before, people rely on us. And we belong to something that's bigger than us. We feel needed in a sense that can't be replicated in the sense of with your friends or at home. It's an environment where you feel needed in a slightly different, from a slightly different perspective. Yet, even though there's these benefits, some people feel that the ultimate dream is to not work. I feel like there's a couple of reasons for this. When I worked in the teaching role a few years ago, there is that level of intensity that can create resentment when you're in the role. You obviously get the benefits of the longer holidays, but the intensity can drive resentment. This ultimately leads to people not wanting to work. But again, it comes back to that balance. If you think of one day that you go to work and it's a hard day's work, these days are completely satisfying. They meet the needs of our purpose and we can recognize that we've earned whatever it is, the rest, whatever it is at the end of the day. But it's when it's chronic and constant. It's when it's the second, the third, the fourth day of work. That's the thing that gets to us. That's the thing that drives this idea of not wanting to work. That's the drive of needing a break. Yet, after we have the weekend, or we do have a bit of a break, or we just power through, we always manage to get past it. As humans, we're very good at building up resilience and perseverance, even fortitude, to find a way past that pain that's created. But the issue is, that happens week on week, month on month, year on year. And this isn't sustainable. This is what maybe drives that resentment that builds it up to something, maybe not wanting to work, but not knowing what we want. The elusiveness of not knowing what we want can be just as dangerous as feeling stuck, even though you're doing things that you think you want. Reflection in the moment is key here. We need to take time to breathe, to have space. As I mentioned, I had that half day. I could have used that half day to be really productive around my life admin, but it was really important for me to take that time to rest and recuperate. It doesn't need to be anything special, fancy, self-care routine stuff, but the time to just decompress is always so important when it comes to trying to find rest. I've read a little bit about sabbaticals over the last few months from various people, and it's been so insightful to hear their side of things. I read them and I sometimes think their jobs were way more intense than mine, so maybe it drove it a little bit more. But then that's almost harder to be able to switch off when you've been so intense. So the struggles with that are really profound as well. Yet, this is what drives us to these situations. And it comes back to, for me, a lot of what I've been talking with you guys about over the last few months has been lifestyle. Daily lifestyle is one of the most underrated tools that we have control over, that we can use to our benefit. It comes back to the idea of habits, where if you actually think of a daily habit, it's 365 times a year. That is profound over 3 years, over 5 years. And this is good and bad. If you have an eating habit that is, you eat rubbish every day, you don't think it's a habit, but it is. That built up over time has such a profound impact. Your exercise or maybe health. Intentions that you have during each and every day will have that profound effect in a positive way as well. But this is why I talk about daily life, lifestyle. If we integrate these things into our life, these are these forms of maybe rest or balance that we can gain through... I'm focusing here on the non-working. Work is good in the reasons that I've given earlier in the episode, but it's important that we find the balance, we flip it and allow both to flourish. One idea daily that I feel benefits this is the idea of adventure every day. If you've not heard of vagabonding, you should go and look into it. That is from a travel point of view, finding adventure each day, but you can do it each day in your life. You can try something new, you can go somewhere new. For me with Henry and doing the daily dog walk, having that little adventure each day is nice. Being in nature, being remote, being in a different environment, maybe the hustle and bustle of a city. These things light us up. Trying a new hobby each week. Doing something that removes you from life and gives you that flow, whether that's art, whether that's creativity, whether that's exercise and sports. But I think here, as I wrap up, is you're always going to have to roll with the punches. By integrating daily lifestyle, by managing to integrate things into your daily lifestyle, you are still going to have days that you feel down. You're still going to have days that you feel amazing. And you're also going to have days where you feel completely normal and fine. It's important that you show gratitude for these. The down days allow you to highlight what's important to you. The good days allow you to celebrate the things that you've worked hard for. And the okay days are probably the true reflection of how your life is going as a whole. So, thank you so much for listening to that, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you feel like this would help someone else, please share it with someone that you feel it would benefit. And I hope you enjoy the almost live aspect of this podcast as well. The episode coming out on Monday is the 200th episode of the Self-Improvement Project. So I'm excited to share it with you guys on Monday as well. So thank you so much for listening as always, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week and I will see you all next time. Cheers.